Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of the Refreshed Podcast. Now, it has been quite some time since we have been together. I want to say it's been since April. It's been a little while, but that's because officially today, this episode being the very first episode of season 4 of Refreshed Podcast. How exciting is that? The Lord has really just taken this thing and really has allowed it to just explode for the goodness of His kingdom. So season 4, what does that even mean? That means that we've been together for over about 75 episodes. And you know, it just blows my mind because I'm just the kid from Louisiana. But it's amazing that when we ask God to use us, and that He really goes beyond anything that we're capable of doing in our own power. And He takes the very little things that we have to offer, and he grows them and He explodes them and He turns them for His glory, because He is the only one who can. And speaking of that, that is our topic today. I thought it would be appropriate to kick off season 4 by wrapping up one of our series that we were talking about in season 3, being the Grand Exchange series, with the most important part of this series talking about who is the one, the only one, that is capable of making this kind of exchange with us. Let's go ahead and pray, guys, and then we are going to jump into this thing. Father, I just thank You so much for the opportunity to speak to Your people today. God, I pray that You would anoint my lips, that You would guide my speech. God, that You would prepare the hearts and the ears of Your people to receive here today. God, let this word be something that would challenge us, something that would encourage us, something that we can use and take with us, and later on, apply it, share it, and use it for the goodness of Your kingdom. God, we love You so much, and we give You the highest praise for all that You do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, guys, it's been a little while, so let's just recap this series so we can move right on into the grand finale of things. And so we started off with the graves for gardens, and that was where we take the things that were once dead and we're giving them to God in exchange for new life. And we went into the next part of talking about bones for armies, believing that God could breathe life into our dry bones. We went on into seas for highways, where we exchanged seashells moment, right? And we talked about where we exchange situations that feel impossible, and God can take them and make a way out of them. Now, those episodes are indeed available on whatever platform you use to listen, so definitely go check those out before you watch this one. If you clicked on this one already, go check out those episodes, then come back to this one. But if you're all caught up, then buckle up. We're going to dive into this one. The Grand Exchange, as we have said before, is indeed something that is an imbalanced trade. It's us bringing something of very little value and giving them to God, and it's Him taking them, and He's observing the things that we're giving Him, and He's saying, oh, I have just the thing for this. I'll give you this in exchange for this. Here, take this. And He gives us something far more valuable than we could ever buy in our own lifetime. Now, I want you to understand that this is not an ordinary trade. This is not an ordinary exchange that you can do with just anybody. This is the grand exchange. This is the unfair exchange, where we're giving God something that He doesn't benefit from, but He's giving us absolutely everything that we need. This is an exchange that you can never make with another human. You can never make this with another man, with another woman, with a child, with an old person. You couldn't do it. You know why? Because humans would demand an equal trade. It wouldn't fly with them that you're giving somebody, you know, hey man, I'm giving you this, but you know what you're giving me is way better. That wouldn't end very well. I mean, I can honestly say I have never been to Walmart to buy groceries, and the total comes out to $19.22, and I say, oh, here's $15 is all I have. And the cashier says, oh, that's okay. You go ahead and take your groceries. You have a great day. No, I mean, you'd have to start deciding which item is less important and start shaving down your total, right? You'd have to start putting stuff back. See, here's the thing. The things that we need to give to God cannot be exchanged with humans because they don't have what we need. You know, men and women and children, whenever we carry this pain and we carry this depression and all of these things, we can't trade that with another person because they can't give us the relief that we need for those things. Now, that in no shape or fashion gives you permission to neglect fellowship with other believers. That doesn't give you an excuse to punk out of church. That's not what I'm saying here. So don't get it twisted. But what I'm saying is that's you going to another person for relief. You can't get that from them. That's something that you can only get from God. When we go to people to try to make this grand exchange with them, they don't have what we need. Our fellow men only have merely images or even counterfeit versions of the things that we need in exchange. I'll tell it to you like this. If I went to my neighbor and I said, you know, I'm feeling depressed today, man. Or, you know, can you give me some of your joy? I mean, yeah, he may tell me like a funny joke that would bust my God and would make me smile. Or, you know, maybe he'll do something nice for me that will give me a temporary joy. But what does that even do for me in the moment that I'm being attacked? What does that even do the moment when I'm struggling and falling apart the most? When I'm feeling real down on myself, when I'm feeling, you know, real gloom? Here's the thing, I need the real deal. What if I was in a car accident and instead of my airbag coming out, it was a pillow that came out? I mean, what protection would that do for my body? We begin to contact the manufacturer and we say, dude, what happened? Like, here I am. And guys, I don't know if you heard that little boom, but like, Windows over here trying to throw off our groove here, right? In the name of Jesus, leave us alone, Windows. Yeah, punk. Back what we were saying is like, you know, we contact the manufacturer and he says, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I ran out of airbags, but, you know, I have this pillow and I have pillow fights with my friends and they're always comfy. So, you know, but here's the thing. It doesn't do the same thing. That's what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is God is the only one who can make the grand exchange with us. Now, let's dive into scripture and we're going to see what the Bible says about our gracious Father. In James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, it says, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought to not expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. What is James telling us? That if we lack wisdom, we ask God for it because he's a gracious giver. But when we go to him and we ask him, we have to do it without doubt. For if we doubt, we are not even expect to receive anything. Now, does this mean that I could go to God and I could ask for $1 million if I doubt that he'll do it? Well, let me be honest with you. Here's the thing. See, first of all, God isn't a genie or a magic eight ball. He doesn't operate under your control and on your command. He is your authority. So how about trying some of that stuff called, you know, faithfulness and start doing what he asks you to do? And number two is, why would God give you something that would push you away from him even further? Because he knows your heart. And if you had $1 million, chances are you would probably rely more on yourself and less on God. What I mean there is, guys, we can't go to God asking for foolish things and getting mad at him when he doesn't do it. That's ridiculous. John 15, 5 through 7 says this. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and they cast them into the fire and they are burned. This is one of my buddies, Brian, his favorite passage. He would teach it like this, that when we abide in Jesus, we're being faithful. When we abide in him and he's in us, we bear much fruit. And what does that look like? What does that even mean? It means that when we do life with Jesus, when we spend time with Jesus, when we do more than just pray to him on the weekends, when we do more than we just sing Christmas carols about him once a year, when we do more than watch TV shows about him, it's when we walk with him. It's when we talk with him. It's when we take, you know, better yet, when we make time for him, we begin to grow. Now, you might say to me, Jason, I get the whole walking with him aspect. That means, you know, I'm adopting these Christian morals and I'm taking stands against what's wrong and you know, and I'm basically being a representation of Jesus. I understand that, but what does it even mean to talk with him? Like, is that just me, you know, putting all these prayers in the chamber and just unloading? No, I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize this. A lot of people think of God speaking audibly, and he does very well do that. I'm not, you know, doubting or putting that down by any means. Like, he does speak audibly. But one of the biggest forms and ways that God speaks to us is through his word, is through the Bible. And so many people today, they doubt the Bible's credibility. They doubt the Bible being real because it's written by man. I can't follow this. But there are so many other things that are written by man that we have absolutely no problem following. Traffic rules keep us safe, right? But it's written by man, and we so believe that. It keeps us safe. There's, you know, newspapers and movies. Movies are written by men and we watch them. You know, Netflix, TV shows, you're so invested, and that's written by men. How can you be invested in all of these things? But when it comes to investing in the Word of God, the biggest investment for your life, and you struggle with it because, oh, it's written by men. No. Don't get it twisted. Yes, it's written by men, but it's not written by men alone, because here's the thing. Men have a problem admitting when they're wrong. And if you've read the Bible, this is full of accounts of when men and women didn't always get it right, but God helped them walk through it. God helped them in their disobedient times, and they learned what obedience looked like. You know, here's the thing. I know what not listening looks like, because there's been times where I didn't listen. You know, I know what I'm gonna say. I messed that up. Let me try that again, right? I know what listening is, because there's times where I've ignored. I know what seeing is, because there's times I close my eyes. I know what speaking is, because there's times I remain silent. So same concept. I know what obedience is, because there's been times I've been disobedient. And I see that in the lives of the men and women that came before us. This is legitimately an encyclopedia, legitimately encounters, legitimately people who have walked this life out before us, that is literally telling us, hey, this is what happened in my life, and if you want to overcome these obstacles, do this. And the Holy Spirit has inspired them to share their accounts, to share their testimonies, to share the things that they have walked through, so that when we read this, we're encouraged and we know how to get past it. And I'm sorry to tell you, but there's no way, absolutely no way, that the Bible is written by man alone. But, you know, we walk with him. We talk with him. We take time with him. We make time with him. We begin to grow. But what happens when we cut him off? What if we decide that church is no longer important because our own agenda isn't being met? What happens if we let the video games and TV shows and the people and the partying and the temporary pleasures become more important instead of unplugging for a few hours and just seeking? What comes next, Jesus? What if we let our exhaustion from work keep us from trying to push in? Guys, the excuses can be a mile long. The plans and the busyness can be a mile long. But it's a choice. It's a choice that we have to make every day. We have to realize that Jesus is the only one who can make this grand exchange happen. He is the only one who is powerful enough to complete this exchange with us. Jesus speaks to a storm and he tells it to be still in Luke 8. Jesus curses a fig tree and it dies in Mark 11. Jesus resurrects Lazarus from the dead in John 11. It's not hard to see that power and authority flows within Jesus. That's why he is the only one who can make this grand exchange happen. So if you're a believer, if you're an unbeliever and you're listening to this podcast right now, you found this, somebody shared it with you, you saw it on Facebook, wherever, whatever, and you're listening to this and you may think I'm crazy, this may sound like gibberish to you, or maybe you're legitimately drawn in and you're interested, and so you don't believe, you don't have a relationship with Jesus, and you're saying to yourself right now, or you're asking, I'm not abiding in Jesus. Does that mean I can't be a part of the grand exchange? Friend, Jesus wants to exchange with you. Jesus wants to create a grand exchange with you. And in fact, he came to this world specifically for you. We see that in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only son, so whoever would believe in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. The biggest grand exchange is waiting for you. He wants to take your sin and exchange for your sin. He wants to give you eternal life in heaven forever. And the way you can have this is by simply saying where you are right here, right now, Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe that you died on the cross so my sins could be forgiven, but that was in the end for you. I believe that you are resurrected. And the same spirit that resurrected you lives in me, and I want that. Forgive me, love me, be a part of my life. It's legitimately that simple, guys. You say that in your own words, and God will begin to show himself to you. But guess what? Once you make this exchange, let the abiding begin. It's not a cakewalk from that moment on, because now there's a responsibility, and there comes a responsibility of maintaining and choosing every day to say, I've made this grand exchange and I intend on protecting it. I intend on keeping it. This exchange is so valuable to me because the thing that I offered to Jesus shouldn't have even been considered valuable to him in the first place. It's important to realize that Jesus is the only one who can give you eternal life. You can't earn it. I hate to burst your bubble, friend, but you cannot earn it. You can't work for it. There isn't a tally or score sheet that says if you do enough deeds and you work, you're good to go. Let me tell you something. It's not about karma. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. It's not about karma. It's not about you doing good things to other people and good things happen to you. It's not about you do bad things to other people and bad things. No, that's not what it is. That's not how you do it. That's not how you get to heaven. You can enter, but Jesus is the only way to enter. There is no alternate route. There is no alternative trading partner within the grand exchange process. You can't find it with your alternative religious figures. You can't find it with the Pope. He may be a holy man. He may love Jesus on the outside, but you can't take the grand exchange with him. Can't do it with Allah. Can't do it with Buddha. Can't do it with the idols that you've carved by hand. You fill in the blank. All of these individuals, they may have philosophies that you highly admire, but in the end, it is meaningless. The only one who remains, death couldn't hold him. Death wasn't the end for him. Sin couldn't defeat him. He was tempted, but he never gave up. He is blameless. He is holy. Behold, King Jesus, the only way. Today, let's finish with remembering as we bring our tokens of exchange, our brokenness, our pain, our past, our memories, our weakness, our guilt, our shames, our failures, our words, our lives, our desires, all of it. Here, Lord, I believe that you are the only one who can. Please exchange with me. Exchange my brokenness and give me wholeness. Exchange my pain and give me healing. Exchange my past and give me future. Exchange my memories and give me restored mind. Exchange my weakness and give me strength. Exchange my guilt and give me peace. Exchange my failure and give me success. Exchange my words of death and give me words of life. Exchange my life and give me a life that represents you. Exchange my desires and give me the freedom to choose the straight path that leads me to you. Lord, we want your grand exchange. We're done trying to exchange with the counterfeit copies of your power. Forgive us. Save us. You are the only one who can. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for this word today. We thank you for the reminder that you are the source. God, you are the source of peace. You are the source of life. And you are the only one who can complete this grand exchange with us. Lord, we thank you that the answer to our sin and the grand exchange was Jesus. That you were willing to give him so that when he would die in our place, that eternal life would be something that we can have to spend our lives with you forever. Lord, we just ask today that this truth would wash away any lie that we would have in our mind about it all. There is no other way to heaven but Jesus. There is no other way to exchange the things we're looking for. Help us to remember that you are here. And Jesus, you are so compassionate. You are so loving. Thank you for giving your life for us. Lord, go with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so we can bring you another refreshing word. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man. This has been season 4, episode 1. Praise the Lord. I am excited for this season. I pray that God uses it to just take things to the next level, to absolutely just burst the kingdom of heaven open, that so many people would find this all across the world, that countries and territories would be set on fire from this podcast. Guys, I love you so much, and I pray that you have the most amazing day ever. God bless. Bye-bye.